Alison will now introduce the first of our six letters, selected from the busy correspondence pages in the Evening News this week.
As Phil noted, we have six letters this week, some linked with our news stories. The first is from Denise Carlo in Norwich, who is delighted that the People's Assembly focused on the need for affordable housing in Anglia Square. She says, "Well done to the People's Assembly for bringing local people together to talk about Anglia Square and what they want to see happen. In a packed church hall, I joined 80-plus local residents, many of whom voiced great affection for Anglia Square. Not so much its physical structures, but the strong sense of community and social connections which familiar local shops, the covered square and art studios had created over time. People's top five wish lists for regeneration were social housing, local shops, public gathering spaces, wildlife-friendly green spaces and green transport. In short, many of the attributes which make up a cohesive community. The scheme given planning permission in July 2023 falls far short of these. It is last century old hat. Big anonymous blocks of flats, shops and offices, car parking, limited sustainability and unlikely to stand the test of time. As the local planning authority and now the owner of Anglia Square, Norwich City Council is in control of how the area is regenerated. It would be a disaster if the council was to sell the cleared site to a single corporate developer such as Western Homes, who still seem to be on the scene, and let them build the approved scheme. If the council retains ownership of the site, there is scope for rethinking the plans and development model. Even if the first phases of the scheme with full planning permission go ahead, the council can review the later phases that have outline permission only. Last summer, Norwich City Council promised to work in partnership with the local community to examine all options, and it so far failed to do so. If the council is true to its word, it must reach out to local communities in and around Norwich over the water and listen to what they are saying.
The second letter this week is from Marcus Moore in Sprowston, who welcomes two new radio presenters to Broadland Radio. One of them is Stephen Brumfrey, who also reads for Chatterbox. Two much-loved local radio presenters are returning to Norfolk Airwaves on a new station. Stephen Bumfrey and Rob Chandler are joining Broadland Radio, a new radio station in Norfolk that hopes to launch fully by June. I'm delighted that former Radio Broadland presenter Rob Chandler and former BBC Radio Norfolk presenter Stephen Bumfrey will be joining the station, as we need local radio brought back again, with their knowledge on music and years behind the mic. Now all we need is for the much-loved Chrissy Jackson and Chris Masters to be brought back to the local airwaves.
Malcolm Goodison wrote in from Cringleford with memories of the Hewitt Academy. The demolition of the Hewitt Academy, formerly the Hewitt School, stirs many special memories. Back in the late 1950s, the first intake of pupils saw a mix of students migrating from Norwich City College. This cohort were pupils who earlier had passed the state 12-plus vocational examination. They were joined by pupils who had recently passed the state 11-plus examination and had selected Hewitt School. In effect, the Hewitt School was a unique technical high school. Equipped with the most modern machinery that would grace any engineering or joinery business. Students at 12 were able to learn practical life skills such as machine engineering, carpentry and joinery, bricklaying, building design and new technologies at this tender age. By the age of 16, many were already equipped with practical skills that would enhance their further education. Many pupils began small businesses in various trades, and for those who did not, those skills learned between the ages of 12 and 16 were able to use their knowledge throughout their lives. Health and safety regulations in the 1950s were sensible but not restrictive, yet accidents were a rarity. The Hewitt Technical High School was a special place that built confidence and created opportunity and aspiration, often beyond expectation. At the time, we didn't realise how fortunate we were, but as the years passed, the realisation that we had so many practical skills became abundantly clear. It was being educated in a technical high school.
Virginia Grundy in Sprowston raised a completely different topic. the apparent chaos at the Norfolk County Council Blue Badge Unit. What has gone so wrong with the Blue Badge Unit? Surely this was set up to help vulnerable people, but a vast amount of people in our area are suffering long delays and errors within the unit that the unit and managers themselves cannot override. Even managers can't stop the process so that much-deserved parking aids can be issued. This, at the moment, is a unit that is not fit for purpose and is preventing disabled people from easier shopping trips and hospital appointments and holidays, and thereby causing more mental health issues and vulnerability.
Nigel Legg in Brackenash is concerned that the proposed solar farm in Shipdham may not benefit the local residents. It was interesting to read about the proposed solar farm and battery storage and the offer by the developer of up to £100,000 towards the local community. Experience in my locality has shown that sweet-talking applicants delegate these offers to third-party organisations who have no affiliation to the locality, such that there is no certainty that any benefits will accrue to residents. Such arrangements do not form part of Section 106 agreements. May I suggest to Shipdham residents that should this application be successful, a legal agreement should be set up so that any benefits are dispersed to residents and not elsewhere.
The last letter this week came from Ken Ewing in Bordesville and was written before the drama at Norwich City that we're about to report on. Perhaps Ken is prescient. Who at Norwich City thought it was a good idea to sack Daniel Fark? At the time, the club was playing Premiership football, and now look at what's happening at Carrow Road and at Leeds United.